Well, this morning, with today being Mother's Day, I thought about it and I said, you know what? I want to invite the best mom in the whole world to come and speak to us today. And fortunately, I didn't have to look very far because she's a member of my church. I must be the worst son in the world because I'm asking my mom to work on Mother's Day. But she gladly said yes. I don't think she's ever brought the word to us on a Sunday morning. And so, Mom, come and share what God has put on your heart. I've shared this story before. Some of you may not have heard it, but I'll share it again. When I was about 3 years old, my mom and I were on a street corner somewhere, and I had seen a guy, I'm just a little kid, I'd seen a guy take out, you know, his cigarette from his mouth and throw it on the ground. And I walked over, and I picked it up, and I wanted to do what he did, and I put it in my mouth. And my mom looked over at me and smacked it right out of my mouth. And I'm happy to say that was the end of my smoking career. So, but that's what moms do. Moms want the best for us, and they take care of us, and they look after us. And so we're just excited to have my mom share with us this morning.
Okay, thank you. Well, it's my honor and pleasure, and I'm humbled to be speaking to you today. And Pastor John called me about a week ago, and he said, Mom, would you be able to speak for Mother's Day? And I almost declined, but then I said, okay, well, my honor, I will do it. So anyway, we're going to start today with something. We're praising the Lord. Thanks for the worship team. It was really good, and feel like we worship the Lord, our King, and we're standing on a holy ground. I feel like kneeling on a holy ground when I see Jesus, or even here. But this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. And so we're celebrating Jesus, celebrating, boasting, worshiping Jesus Christ, Creator, King of Kings, and Lord of Lords. Amen. And I am a blessed mother, grandmother, mother-in-law, John and James, our children, Renee and Tanya, daughter-in-law, and our three children, grandchildren. And so, where do we start from here? I want to praise the Lord from Psalm 127, verse 3. Sons are a heritage from the Lord, a children, a reward from Him. Another one, it's John 3, verse 1, chapter 1 and verse 4. I have no greater joy than to hear my children walk in truth. Now, when John graduated, before graduation, when he was in grade school, his teacher, we had all good teachers there in Colorado there, she challenged the kids to do a fun project. John came with a very strange something he wanted to do, write about, and he told me, Mom, I'm going to do a talk about Banana Land. Banana Island or something. And sure enough, I said, what in the world is that? And he went out of his way and got Play-Doh and diagram and all of that kind of stuff, and he did it. He got an A on it. Nobody heard about that since then. James also, he was a really smart boy too, both of them. I'm thankful for him. James he loved his teachers also. And we had, in our backyard, we had roses. So one morning we're heading for school and he's got the rose. I said, what is that for? He said, for Miss Bev. Boy, he made her day. And since then he started to do that often, and she said, oh, that kid is making my day. Nobody else gave me flowers and roses but James. So, and he liked to do science projects also, and he came up with, he wanted to do a science project about dentures and molds. And he gets an A about that. So anyway, they like to play games on me when they were little there in the room, and I'm in a room, and said, Mom, okay, we're going to test, see if Mom will recognize it. So they say something. Oh, who is that? I said, okay, this is John. And then say something else. Oh, this is James. I knew their voices. And Jesus knows our voices too, wherever we are. And something funny about myself. I have lots of funny stuff about myself. I do tell them jokes, and I try to translate my jokes. And so it doesn't make any sense to them, so everybody is laughing. So we laugh together. Another fun one, when the kids were little, I go for a doctor checkup. He was a Christian doctor. And he said, well, you have John and James. Where is the rest of the disciples? I said, they are in the Bible. There is a lot of stuff to share about me. Anyway, but I want to greet you. Hi to everybody and happy Mother's Day. To all the mothers out there, all the grandmothers, all the great-grandmother, we're blessed we have great-grandmother here, and the mothers-to-be. Okay, when John told me, Mom, if you'd like to speak, and I almost declined, but then I said, okay, and then I said, okay, I prayed. I asked myself, how can I share about mothers in a few minutes? But the best thing to start is to pray. And here, that's what the Lord told me. Simon Peter came to my mind, 668, to whom shall we go? And you have the living word of life. Jesus said to another place, Matthew 11:29, take my yoke upon me and learn from me because I am humble. Amen. And so you'll find rest to your souls. In the business world, people look up in a manual book for instructions. In the Naval Sea World Institute, people look for guidance to direct their ships. It's called the lighthouse. In Christianity, it's the Bible, good word, the gospel, good news, the book of life and light. Authentic message has the Ten Commandments, principle, rules, blessings, godly wisdom to embrace. For teachers, we call it curriculum, requirements, discipline, graduations, important dates. Mother is school. Motherhood is indeed a gift from God. Characteristics or qualities of a godly mother. It started long time ago in Exodus, dated back to the 5th century. Here in the United States, our President Woodrow Wilson, the 28th President of the United States, designated the 2nd May, which was May the 9th, 1914. So we're going to look at some of the Ten Commandments here the Lord gave to Moses in Exodus 20, verses 1 to 21. Verse 12, honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. The Ten Commandments, the Hebrew words means 10 words. Deuteronomy 5, 1 to 23, the Ten Commandments, verse 16, honor your father and your mothers as the Lord God has commanded you. Proverbs 1, 8, listen, my son, to your father's instructions, not forsake your mother's teaching. The book of Proverbs was written not only by Solomon. By the way, anybody know what the meaning of Solomon? Solomon means a man of peace. I guess with wisdom, peace goes together. With wisdom and peace go together. But there are also other kings that wrote the book of Solomon. So the passage we're going to look at, Proverbs 31, the words of King Lemuel by his mother, that's Proverbs 31, 1 to through 9. She is talking here about the ideal wife. Proverbs 2 to 3, my son, O my son, my womb, son of my womb, O son of my vows, do not spend your strength on women, your vigor on these who ruin kings. His mother emphasizes the rule and significance of wise women. The queen mother was an influential figure warning against sexual immorality. Proverbs 31:10, the wife of noble character. Proverbs 31:20, compassionate, she speaks with wisdom and faithful instruction is on her tongue. Proverbs 31:25, she clothes with strength, dignity, she can laugh at the days to come. That's the opposite, is true to not to be dressed with shame, disgrace, and worry or anxiety. Proverbs 31:26, she speaks with wisdom and faithfulness instructions. Verse 27, She watches over the affairs of her household and doesn't eat the bread of idleness. Verse 28, same chapter to 29, her children arise, call her blessed. Her husband also, he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. I heard that a lot from my husband when he was alive. Blessed, that is one who enjoys happy circumstances and from whom joy radiates to others. Verse 30 is really pretty here. Charm is deceitful and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Verse 31, I love that one. Give her the reward she has earned and let her work bring her praise at the city gate. City gate, that's for us here, maybe our neighbors or whatever we work with. Honor comes through humility, the fear of the Lord. Now, to make it easy here and simple, mother has six letters, so we're going to look at those quickly. Mother, modeling. Modeling the fruit of the Spirit. Love, patience, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Modeling, showing children how to pray, have faith, read Bible with them. Bible stories, memorize alphabet, Bible verses, sing songs with them. Second thing here for mother is motivational. Do simple project together, cooking, or art, or hiking, picnic, whatever, swimming. Okay, the letter O, obey God's promises, obtain. Obey means, it. Under the other words, you can obtain. This is a great chapter for children and parents. Ephesians 6, 1 to 3, and verse 2 here, honor your father and your mother, again here it says, which is the first commandment with a promise. Verse 3, that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on earth. Now, another one, we're not going to get to it, but just a reference here, study, Psalm 78, a psalm of instructions and warnings, not to repeat Israel's sins of the past, but remember God's saving acts and marvelously persistent grace, and remembering and to keep faith in God Almighty, creator of the universe, his covenant, and trust him. Letter T in mother, Proverb 22:6. Train, or we can say another word, dedicate, instruct, provide, be involved, train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, I mean when he's grown up, he will not turn from it. Mothers, life is a school, never too old to learn. Something new to learn, wherever we may be, wherever we may go, wherever we turn. Never too late, we're always learning something new. Teaching is a sacred trust between the relationship and a child, mothers, especially between God and his children. Teacher and students. Can you imagine you're in the same grade all years, in the same classroom, year after year? That would be boring. No inspiration, no graduation, no progress, no rewards, no degree, nothing to look, no good jobs. If we succeed in giving the love of education, the learning itself, sure to follow. That's a beautiful Bible verse here in 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to present yourself approved. Study to do your best. Be diligent. A workman who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Another thing here for the H. Tell the truth and nothing but the truth. I was raised on that. My father was a judge, president of court of appeal, and we learned to do that early in life. Not even a white lie. A lie is a lie. Honor is a principle. That's H. Honor is a principle. God expects us to live by it. The Lord declares, those who honor me, I will honor them. And those who despise me will be disdained. That's 1 Samuel 2:30. And another thing here, Malachi 3:10, bring the whole tithes into the storehouse that there may be food in my house, Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the gates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have enough room for it. Example, letter E for mothers. Example, Proverbs 31:25. Noble character. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. Encourager. Psalm 18, verse 14 to 16. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Isaiah 43:18-19. Forget the former things. Do not dwell in the past. See, I am doing a new thing. I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. Responsibilities are for responsibilities. Relationship, rules, rewards, expectation. Ephesians 6:5-8. That was written for slaves, but it can apply for children and mothers too. The Lord will reward everyone for whatever good he or she does. Okay, and we are the children of the Lord, but he expects us to do our best. And in the Bible here, I have written some examples for godly women in the Bible, in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. Abigail, wife of David. Bathsheba, mother of Solomon. Deborah, mother of Israel. Elizabeth, mother of John the Baptist. Elijah's mother. Eunice, mother of Timothy. Eve, mother of all living. Hagar, mother of Ishmael. Mary, mother of Jesus. Luke 2:51. And his mother treasured up all these in her heart. Peter's mother-in-law. Pharaoh's daughter mothered Moses. Rebecca, mother of Jacob and Esau. Ruth, mothers of Obed. Samson, mother. And Sarah, mother of Isaac. Zipporah, wife of Moses. And there is more, just for the respect for the tithe. I just want to tell the mothers, or the mothers to come, enjoy raising the children with compassion and passion. They are indeed a gift from God. For each has different gifts. Let us make godly, fun memories for generations to come. You're raising not only one child, you're raising a community, a country, a nation. Who knows? Maybe he will be or he will be the future president of the United States of America. We never know. Maybe we'll have a future president lady. You never know. At the end, I would like to give a little gift, just something. I want you to treasure it, show it to the kids. I like to make projects when I was in school, even where I was at home. Just a simple jar. Everybody has a jar at home. And a little, just onion. Like to put a little bit of water. And just watch it to grow here. The stem is starting to grow from here. Don't tell the children, but just watch it to grow. Don't dip it all the way in the water. It's going to get rotten. Just enough to reach the roots in here. And just watch it to grow. And I would like to give that for the newest mother with a baby in here. I know she has lots of children, so that's going to be for you. And thank you so much. I'm honored and I'm happy. Happy Mother's Day again to everybody. Enjoy, celebrate Mother, and I, with mothers in heaven. I know my daughter-in-law, this is the first year for dear Piggy. She went to be with the Lord a few months ago, and I do consider the feeling. But we are rejoicing because they are Christian. They know the Lord, and they are celebrating in heaven. So happy Mother's Day to everybody.
Amen. That was good. Mother, M, modeling, right? O, obedience. T, teaching, training. H, honor. E, example. And R, responsibilities and rewards. I like that. I'd never heard that before. Thank you, Mom. Thank you for being a great mom. Would you stand with me? Let me pray a prayer of blessing upon all of you. And let's enjoy this Lord's Day that God has given us. Father, we do thank you, as the scriptures tell us, to honor our father and our mothers. And we honor our moms today and really all the ladies in our lives. Help us as a church to model to the world what it means to respect and elevate women to a position of honor, because that is exactly what the ladies in our lives are. They are to be revered and respected and treated with honor. The church needs to set the example for the culture as to how to be respectful in this way. So I pray a prayer blessing upon all who are here today. Thank you for this Lord's Day, and may we go in the power and in the presence of the Holy Spirit at work in and through our hearts and lives. And all God's people said, Amen. You are dismissed. Have a great Mother's Day, and we'll see you next Sunday. God be with you.